Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and our show today is on how to deal with just about anything and be at peace. I think the really main goal is to be at peace on the inside and dancing with whatever music is around you on the outside throughout the day. So our intention is that everybody is perfectly at peace, no matter what, no matter what. But before we get into it, I want to tell you about some things going on here at the school. Tomorrow, if you happen to be in the neighborhood, or even if you're not, you could still make it. We're actually starting our summer intensive, 2 weeks straight, 10 to 9:30 every day, and it's half of the certificate program. And we already got about 20 people who are going to be here, and it's at the Institute here in San Francisco. We also have the three-month program, which you could jump into, but the next semester would start, I think, around September 2nd is our next start date. And then that goes right into the associate degree program if you wanted to continue into the program. It's generally three nights a week with some weekends. You can also do the same program online, a certificate and associate degree, and that's a couple of nights a week and then Saturday mornings as well, depending on where you are, and that's San Francisco time. And, you know, the certificate and the associate degree programs teaches you everything there is to know about sound healing, the full perspective. That's the big thing that's different from us and just about any other school, is that we give you the full perspective on how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And so, let me turn this off. There we go. And so, we also have about 20 different instructors, so you get a wide perspective. Not just my perspective. And it's really, you know, a lot of it is about healing with sound, but the other half is about raising consciousness and just getting you into higher states of, you know, gratitude, compassion, love, joy, connection to source, connection to your soul. And, you know, it's really, sound is just a tool. So, the tool is often really good for healing or raising consciousness. So that's happening. We also have our audio production program. We have a summer intensive going from June 30th to August 30th here at the Institute. Or we have the three and a half month program starting September 2nd also. And that's where you learn how to use audio recording programs for recording any type of music, but we teach you many techniques to really make the music much more effective so you know what the frequencies and the music is doing to you physically, emotionally, and even spiritually, especially mentally as far as brainwave entrainment with different rhythms and binaural beats. So we teach you a lot of secret spiritual weapons, secret spiritual weapons to include in your music. Even if you already know how to use, you know, Pro Tools or Ableton Live or any of those programs, Logic Audio, you know, we can teach you the advanced stuff as well. So we also do that program online as well. So that's pretty much at your own schedule. It's generally one day a week. And then you have to do a lab on your own for about 6 hours. And we give you multi-track files. And in all the classes, we give you my book, at least an electronic version, and a reader, like a 200-page reader. So it's really, really effective. So the other thing we have happening is on June 19th, we've got a Tibetan Bowl Conference with Karma Moffat. Karma's got more Tibetan bowls and bells and trinkets than you could imagine. And he's a master, really a master at doing the Tibetan bowls. And it takes you through a full journey that is really quite amazing. That's 7 to 9. It's only $20 here at the Institute. In August, I think it's about August 14th or so, we've got the gong bath that's going to be happening as well. That's really quite amazing with Danny Goldberg. Also, the other big thing we have happening, oh, by the way, if you happen to be around Las Vegas, we got a booth down in Las Vegas at the SPA conference on June 19th and 20th, while the Tibetan Bowl concert's going on. I'll be down in Las Vegas. So if you happen to be in that area, you can come check it out at the Las Vegas Convention Center. The big thing we have happen, though, is we've got the Sound Healing Conference, and that is September 11th to the 14th. We've got 3 days of conference and 1 day of post-conference workshop. We've got some of the most amazing people in the field. We have Mitchell Gaynor, Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, who has he's the main guy in the field, main doctor in the field that's using Tibetan and crystal bowls for healing cancer in his oncology practice. He's now been on Dr. Oz 4 times and many, many other national broadcast shows. And he's written a book about using sound and also just finished a second book on the frequencies of DNA and how to use the frequencies of DNA for healing. So he'll be there. He's our main keynote. We also have Jill Purse, who is one of the most powerful sound healers on the planet. She's coming over from England. And she's also, besides doing a workshop, she's doing a post-conference workshop as well. We already have a ton of people signed up because she's so well known. So you might want to sign up soon because that one could sell out. We also have James Oshman, who is a biophysicist. He gets into the details of precisely how sound works at the physical level and biophysical level. We also have Eliana Gilad, who has been doing sound for years, amazing voice, and also does a lot of work with a lot of the Hebrew vowels, but has been doing a lot of research in the field as well. And God, we've got, as far as concerts, we've got Wah. Wah used to play with or sing with Krishna Das, but has actually been around as long as Krishna Das, and is really quite amazing. She's got some really beautiful albums and an amazing singer, but she also does a whole multimedia show with visuals and lasers in the show to really get you in the zone. And she's really a master at it. That's Friday night. And then we've got also Saturday night, the best kirtan on the planet. And I'm not kidding. Kevin James is coming from Bali to do the show. He's going to be doing other concerts here as well at the school and at a temple. But at the festival, I mean, at the conference, he's doing one. And it's just amazing what happens at his event. People just are crying. People are so still. I mean, you just go into this amazing bliss. I've never seen anything like it at any concert in my life. That's Saturday night. I really highly recommend it. And what's cool about Kevin James is if you go to his website, I think it's I forget the name of it, but it's Kevin James Heart Songs, something like that. He has all of his music for free. All of his albums and CDs are free. They're by donation. And I really recommend checking it out. I listen to his stuff almost every day. It is just so uplifting. It's really, I've never heard anything so heart-opening. Okay? So that's Saturday night, September 12th. Sunday night, we have Jai Uttal. Jai Uttal is also an amazing kirtan. And he's got his full band and rocks out and gets you really high. I mean, really wonderful spiritual energy, Jai. I mean, he's really tuned in also. And then we've got the outdoor festival, which is Saturday and Sunday, September 12th and 13th. We've got one stage with music all day. We've got Richard Rudess. We've got tons of people. We've got Scott Huckabee, who is fun just on his own. So we've got music all day in the daytime. We've got also two different areas with sound healing treatments going on, or workshops, sound healing workshops, or singing, or gong bass, all different. So there's three areas out in the garden, and that's only $20 for 2 days right now. Although the price for all of this goes up on June 10th, so it's good to sign up right away if you can go ahead and sign up, because just a few days the price will be going up. Not much, though. So that's the Sound Garden, is only like $20 for 2 days. The conference for 3 days right now is $160. If you do the concerts, I think those are another $20 each. And then if you do the post-conference workshop, that's another $90. And you can do everything, I think, for like $210 or something like that right now. So it's not that much money for 4 days conference. Not to mention all the exhibitor booths have like 20 or 30 exhibitor booths of people doing sound healing and sound healing products and such. And also, we've got 8 rooms where you get free sound healing treatments throughout the day. So you not only get into the conference, you get a treatment included with the price of admission. So really, it's incredible. It's our 5th conference, and it's such a joyful event. People walking around toning and chanting. It's really, really quite funny, actually. I have to tell you, last year I was walking in from the parking lot into the conference, and there's these 3 construction workers down on the ground laying cement in the parking lot. And I looked over at them, and they look back, and they all start toning. They all go, woo. And I got about cracked up. Apparently some of our people there had gotten the construction workers to start toning. So even the guy taking money at the conference parking lot for the parking structure. It's like we're leaving and we went, woo, and he went back, woo, like that. It was really funny. It's just amazing. It's just a fun time. So if you can make it, there's hotels we have online. And we also still need volunteers and sound healers to actually, if you want to get in free, you can do free sound healing treatments on people, or just volunteer and you can get in free. So for all of this, you can find it at the conference is globesoundhealingconference.com, globesoundhealingconference.com. For the classes, you can go to soundhealingcenter.com, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or call me, 415-777-2486, 415-777-2486. Also, we do have the therapy center here. We do treatments online. We do treatments here as well. We've got amazing room with angels throughout it. And it's really quite nicely put together. The whole atmosphere here at the school is really, really just, you just walk in and you feel that peaceful feeling when you're here. Also, we've got the full store here. We've got we got 100 crystal bowls, got about 50 Tibetan bowls. We've got didgeridoos. We got sound chairs, which are amazing, sound lounges. I mean, the coolest thing in as far as any technology is to lay on a chair that's got subwoofers mounted on the bottom and just vibrates you into bliss. So check it all out at soundhealingcenter.com, or contact me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. So it's interesting. You know, I often like to do the show on things going on in my life. And it seems like this Mercury retrograde has been really stressful for a lot of people, or at least around here. I know there's been some really intense things that have happened for me, and for quite a few other people as well around here. And Mercury does go direct on Wednesday, so it's almost over. But even today was really kind of, some people are just really having a lot of stress and anxiety and such. And, you know, I've heard of a lot of relationship breakups, a lot of people just still worried about money and funds, people worried about health, and people worried about relationships, and just worried about the planet, you know, worried about humanity. And, you know, I've really been practicing the techniques that we teach here at the school. And I want to share some of the most powerful ones for really holding your own frequency, for really being at peace inside, but still 100% present with the world. That's really the key. Because when you're at peace inside, you feel good. Most basic thing, you feel good. Not only that, you're more present, more ready for any challenges or anything that shows up, no matter how weird. Also, when you're at peace, there's portals to other dimensions where you can get really high and really tuned in and get information about your life and the whole universe. So being at peace is really the whole deal. Now, it's interesting, you know, peace, when you look at it from a frequency perspective or vibration perspective, peace, this is what I've learned, peace is a frequency humming consistently. Peace is a frequency humming consistently. Let me explain. First of all, you can have silence and not be at peace at all. There's plenty of examples of uncomfortable silence. Very uncomfortable silence. So silence is not necessarily peaceful. And that's interesting. When you think about it, well, what makes a difference between silence that's peaceful and silence that's not peaceful? Well, the truth is there is always a frequency vibrating in your consciousness, in your emotions, in your body. There's always a frequency vibrating in the universe. There's never no vibration. The whole universe is vibration. That's what makes something what it is its vibrational rate. So there's got to be a vibration when you're at peace. And what I've learned is that vibration of peace is two things. One, it's the home note of a song. And this, if you're a musician, you know what I'm talking about. We're talking about the key of a song. When you go to the note, which is the key of the song, that home note feels really peaceful. It feels resolved. And in fact, the definition, the technical definition in music theory of the home note of a song, and just about every song has it, is where you feel at peace, where you feel at rest. That's the definition of the home note. So it's easy to hear. You know, it's not a note that leaves you hanging. It's not a note that even kind of feels good or good or good. It's the one where you come home. You come home. I'm hitting that home note in the song that I'm singing with my voice now. When I hit that note and end on it, you feel at peace. As opposed to a note that is not at peace. you feel at peace. But this is the cool thing, is when a sound on the home note, which could be the last note of a song, although most songs don't end on the home note, and sound healing, almost all my songs end on the home note. Or if you're playing a crystal bowl and you're playing one bowl, that's going to be the home note. If you're playing multiple bowls, then one of the bowls will be the home note, generally. So when you have a note that's the home note and it fades out slowly, it leaves you in this state where you can still hear the note humming in the room. Let me play a song that especially leads you to the home note. And that is a song called Reconnection. This song is about reconnecting to source energy, which we'll talk about later, about another technique for actually being able to go to that stillness in the midst of a challenge. So let's listen to Reconnection, and especially listen for the final note, how it leaves you in that state of stillness. Reconnection to source. So just continue holding that last note in your head. That's the peace. You just keep hearing it. It's like it continues. It's the note, it's the sound consistently humming. That's where the peace is. That home note that continues. And if you just listen for it, you can keep it going on your own forever. I've done silent retreats where we just listen to a bowl or a sound and let it fade out. And then you just meditate on that for the next 2 or 3 hours. And you're totally at peace. It's like you can still hear it in the room here, that last note. I can still hear it. Yeah. Cool. Now, this is the amazing thing, is that place of peace, that home note, well, you've got a home note that is the frequency of your soul that is consistently humming all the time. And when you learn that note and get it inside your body where you can recall it especially, which is tricky, it takes a long time to be able to do that. It took me about 5 years before I could recall my soul note. If you're a musician, may only take you a month or so, or even a week or two after you learn it, because you already know the notes. But if you're not a musician, it takes longer to actually get it in your body where you can actually pull it up and go to that place of peace that is your soul note, no matter what's going on. And then, even if there's bombs exploding, even if there's complete chaos around you, even if things are falling apart completely, you're at peace in that place that's always at peace in you, which is your soul note consistently humming. Mine is lower than I can sing, but I can go down to it. It's like, oh, 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 oh. There it is right there. I feel it at the base of my spine too, that frequency. I believe your soul note does reside at the base of the spine, and that all of your chakras are based on that root chakra, soul note. I really come to feel that really strongly. And the reason I feel that is because every sound has a fundamental frequency, which is the basis of all the harmonics in that sound. That's the way all sounds just about in nature have been created by God. They all have a fundamental note. So it just makes sense that, I mean, we know there's the different chakras, that the fundamental note of the chakras would be the root chakra. And so that fundamental note of you, I assume, would be the root chakra. And it feels really right. Okay? And then all the rest of those, oh, the rest of the chakras are based on that. But I also do feel that note, that soul note at a higher octave, is your higher self. So when you go to the frequency of your higher self, it's just a very high frequency, many octaves higher. The same note, just many octaves higher. So your soul note could be at many different octaves. And in fact, it is at many different octaves. And that's what makes you who you are, is that frequency of you. Your soul has to be a frequency because everything's a frequency. Everything is vibration. So I believe that soul note does not necessarily need healing. It's more all the parts connected to it, all of our personality, all the, you know, the mental body, emotional body. So that's all the stuff that needs healing. I believe the soul is perfect. There might be some way the soul is ascending itself, and that's a whole nother level. I think the soul is really always at peace, watching you going, What the hell are you doing now? What the hell are you doing now? Why are you going away from source again? Why? Come back home. Because your soul note is connected to a source. Right? Okay, so that's the first of the three main places you can go to be at peace. The next place you can go to be at peace is to that point of awareness. And this is the basis of the work by Eckhart Tolle, Adyashante, Gangaji. There's a full range of traditions that go way back that are about non-dualism, which is really just being present. I mean, Baba Ram Dass even talked about it as being the witness in his books years ago. And it's really just being that witness and being present with whatever is, being totally a point of awareness. You are a point of awareness. Now, what's interesting is that point doesn't seem to have a frequency. Normally, when you are perceiving something or aware of something, you are not there. You are just the perception. You're just perceiving the world around you. There's not like you're hearing a frequency. I assume behind that point of awareness is your soul frequency. But the point of awareness is kind of transparent. It's invisible. It's just a witness. It's a witness that is witnessing whatever is around you. And that could be whatever light, whatever colors, whatever sounds, whatever feelings, whatever, you know, smells, whatever, any of the senses. It's just a witness of whatever is going on. The cool thing about this witness is it is perfectly still and at peace all the time. It is perfectly still and at peace all the time. I assume there's a very clear connection between the soul and this witness. But in fact, I actually talked to some people that do EEG on brainwaves, and they say you can see when someone is aware of being one with the universe, where they are just the witness, and they're aware of their soul frequency at the same time. They say that's different than when someone who's just one with the universe. So it is even noticeable in brainwave when you're actually at that state of just being the witness. This is so effective because whatever you have going on, whatever you have that is feeling painful, stressful, or at any level not feeling good, you can simply go, that is not me. That, because you are not a being that is meant to feel bad. You are a pure spirit that is perfect in every way. So you should not be feeling bad. So that is not you. What you are is that point of awareness, which is watching the pain. Eckhart Tolle calls it the pain body. You're watching the pain. You're just watching it from a place of complete stillness. No emotions in the point of awareness. No pain. Not even any happiness, really. Although it feels like a light, though. It's a light of awareness, so it's kind of nice. It's alive, the light of life. That point of awareness, perfectly at peace, always. So the trick is to disconnect or let go of whatever you're feeling, which is weird, because you know you're not going to stuff it. You're simply going to who you are. Back to who you are, that point of awareness, watching it. That's who you are. So you go from being on the roller coaster to watching the roller coaster. It's a great way to put it. Being on the chaotic music roller coaster. of life. Instead, watching it from a complete point of stillness. Okay. That's the second place that is really cool. Now, it's interesting. This is a little bit different. Before we get to the third one, which is universal love, bringing that into your heart, I want to point out one other that sometimes people get stuck on. Because, you know, the truth is we're a 3D being also. And that 3D being is really susceptible to the grief and all of the suffering on the planet that we're a part of. So it's important to understand and know that it's okay to grieve. And here's what I wanted to point out more than anything. There's good grief and there's bad grief. Good grief is where it's beautiful, peaceful sadness. And it's really feels great in your body. It's unusual to say that because most people think of grief as a bummer. You know, the best way to explain it is when you cry over something and you cry yourself out. You cry and you're done. And you feel this sense of peace and stillness. You're not exactly happy, but you're definitely not stressed. It's like, okay, I accept it. This is it. I'm at peace. I'm done crying. I'll just be still now. That's the good grief that leads you to that place of stillness, which is a bit sad, but Kuan Yin just lifts it into love. Okay. So that's really cool to allow yourself to grieve and go to that home note that is at the end of the grieving, at the end of the cry. Okay. Okay, now, the last thing I want to talk about is universal love. And this one is really cool. Like a couple of weeks ago, we just had a show on universal love that was really profound. It was really excellent. The whole trick is to learn how to bring universal love into your heart. When you do that, you are filled with complete, not only peace, but bliss. Let me do it now with my voice. I'm going to bring in universal love. I often feel it coming in through my thymus down into my heart. Although, as somebody here at the radio show said once, you are love. As Don said, you are love. You don't have to bring it in. So you can just be love. Be that universal love that you are. And just resonate it, regardless of whatever's going on in your life. Just be who you really are. It's like the soul connected to the entire universe. But what's amazing is when anybody is connected to the place where they're one with the entire universe, they always report there's indescribable love there. All the people who have had near-death experiences, they say, oh, I was one with the universe, and indescribable love. So much love, I didn't want to come back. Indescribable. Indescribable. Wow. That's the place you bring in or resonate. That's who we are. So let's resonate indescribable love now. Hit a bad note. Important to practice this so you can do it in the midst of whatever's going on. I have a song that I want to play here by Sanatan Kaur. Sanatan Kaur that I just heard just recently, and it's called Heart of the Universe. And the lyrics are something like, I'm in a place where the angels sing, and love pours forth from the heart of the universe. So let's play this and set your intention to go to that place where you are universal love. This song is perfect for it.
Exists with us and around us. Where angels see on rays of light. On rays of light. Love pours forth. of space that exists with us and around us. Where angels see old rays of light, on rays of light, and love pours forth.
Love pours forth.
Wow. So, those three things. Go to the home note where you are at peace. You can go to any home note in music. You can go to home note of a crystal or Tibetan bowl. Most sound healing instruments fade out slowly, unless they're rhythm instruments. Even with a rhythm instrument, you can just slow down the speed of the rhythm until it almost stops. Or eventually you find that note that is the home note of you, your soul, where you're always at peace. We actually do an assessment here. We can do it online to help you find your note. But you can often just find it by playing different notes on an instrument. Or if you're really at peace at some point, you can often just hear it. I found mine when I was in Egypt at the Temple of Horus, where I walked onto the grounds and I knew I'd lived there and I could hear my note, and I started toning it and I recorded it in my cell phone, and it was a beat, and I've heard it many other times since. And that's great to, you know, either find songs in that key or get a bowl in that key, so you can always get back to it. And then eventually you learn it, where you can access it at any time. The second is that point of awareness that is just watching it all, watching even all the suffering, watching it all, just still. Just a witness, at peace. And then the third is resonating that universal love all around us, inside us, that love that we are coming from the heart of the universe. It's like we are the heart of the universe is also inside us. Those three places. If you ever have a challenge, those are the places to go. And the more you practice it, the easier it becomes. And then just imagine never, ever in pain or anxious, or in fear, ever again. Wow. Imagine that for the whole planet. Never in pain, fear, or anxious again. At peace. Still in the heart of the universe, at which you are, where your soul is just humming.